Welcome to Sensical Nonsense. My name is Caitlin.
And my name is Kyle. Join us while we talk about topics ranging from current world events, our lives and perspectives on it, as well as our experiences as we travel the world.
Thanks for stopping by. We hope you enjoy.
Alrighty.
Well, this episode is going to be pretty fucking interesting, if you ask me.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, do we have an episode for you.
I mean, we just recorded our Lagos podcast, like, what? 3 or 4 days ago?
Yeah.
Five days ago, maybe?
Who knows? The last 48 hours have been a blur.
Have been an absolute blur. I don't know. Do you want to get started? Shall I get started? I mean, you are going to go off on a rant.
I'm going to on a fucking rant.
I'm just going to be sitting here, kind of just vibing with you audience, because I have no idea what the fuck she's about to say.
Yeah, this was kind of a last minute episode to set the scene.
We got robbed!
We are currently in a new facility.
Okay, so start from the beginning.
Okay.
We booked a hostel.
We've got to set the scene. We're currently in a bed.
Oh, in a place. Okay, yes. We're currently in a bed in a place that we shouldn't have been in the first place.
With Starbucks.
Yes.
Because we deserve Starbucks.
Yes, we do.
Okay. It all started when we decided to book a place called We Love Fucking Tourists.
So we did read a Google review saying that the name was ambiguous and
lock your doors.
And it's kind of fucking true.
Yeah.
At this point, I mean, I agree with that Google review.
It's really hard because there's so many things going through my mind right now. But basically what happened was we booked this hostel. It has amazing reviews on Hostel World, on Google reviews. There are a couple weird reviews, but nothing that was like crazy out there.
Nothing that stood out.
That one review that said, the name's ambiguous, lock your doors. We read literally like the day before we were checking in, so we couldn't really do much about it.
Yeah.
And we were just like, oh, okay, like this, it says that this guy's a 35-year-old male from the States, so I'm not going to take your opinion worth shit. Yeah. Sorry, sir. So we decide to check in, and we are currently traveling with Kaylee and Travis, which is Kyle's older brother and his girlfriend.
Yes.
And they had a little bit of a rough start just because we had moved our dates. Like we had said in our previous episode, we decided to stay in Lagos for an extra week. Mm-hmm. They didn't cancel or move their reservation in time, so they were charged the full booking of their first reservation. It was a very sticky situation. We tried to plead the case of, like, we stayed in Lagos for COVID reasons, even though that wasn't true. And they just weren't budging. So they upgraded them to a private room instead of staying in a four-bedroom mixed dorm.
Because it was a substantial amount of money.
$300.
It was their entire booking.
Yeah, that they weren't going to get back. And they were going to be charged a new booking.
Yeah.
So they were like, you know what? We'll give you a private room. So that was already, like, strike one. So we definitely all came into it a little skeptical, probably them more than us. Mm-hmm. So they're in a private room.
The upgrade was nice of them, but at the same time, the priority of a trip like this is to save as much money as you possibly can.
Yes.
And at that point, they would have had to, they still would be rebooking, so they would be paying an additional,
like close to $600.
Close to $600.
For a hostel.
For a hostel for a week, which you can find Airbnbs in the city for less than that.
Yes, or like a nice hotel even.
It was, quote unquote, nice of them to upgrade, but at the same time,
they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, that money aspect was a way bigger factor.
And that's when the fucking fugazi, the fucking shit started. It was just wool over the eyes, lies from there.
Terrible.
And fast forward, we come home after a day of exploring the city. We had a great day. We were walking in. Mm-hmm. Kyle goes upstairs to do laundry. I'm FaceTiming my lovely sister in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Kaylee runs up the stairs, looks at me with pure terror on her face, and yells, "They stole our shit." And I was just like, "The fuck?" So what had happened was they come home after our day out. Mm-hmm. We go upstairs because we were on the fifth floor. Their room was on the second floor. The check-in office is on the fourth floor.
Yeah.
So they go in. Their door is ajar and all the lights are off. They both double-checked that door was locked before they left.
Mm-hmm.
And there are cleaning ladies that come into every room during the day when you're not there and move your shit around as they clean from 12 to 3. So the first reaction was, did the cleaning ladies leave it open? They go in. First thing Travis notices is his laptop case is gone.
Yeah, his laptop bag.
His laptop bag is gone. Yeah. So obviously Kaylee runs and checks hers, and her laptop's gone.
Yeah.
Later to find out that there was a lot of other things like GoPros and headphones and
important
medications that were in laptop cases. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they got straight up robbed
out of the hostel.
And it was
terrible.
It was terrible.
So the initial reaction was a little messy. We had no idea what to do. I mean, we kind of just, they ran up to the front desk and talked to the girl there.
Yeah.
And she was an utter and total
B-word. No.
Not
even C-word.
She was being extremely unreasonable and very
hostile.
And hostile the whole time.
It was terrible.
And that was even before we were in this situation.
Yeah. She was just the initial reaction. Yeah. It was no comfort. It was, her first words were, this never happens.
Yeah.
And okay, it's like, well, it's happening.
That's not how you comfort guests in a hostel when they've gone through an experience like this. Guests in any place when they've gone through anything like this. You're supposed to be, and I mean, you know this better than I do with your customer service background, but I mean, you're supposed to be that, you know, the customer's always right.
You're supposed to be that sounding wall. You're supposed to let the customer get it out, mm-hmm. be there to support, shake your head yes, take it like a fucking woman or a man, mm-hmm. and then respond in a way that is sympathetic, yet not, you're not like admitting to any crime. You're mm-hmm. not self, what's that word?
Self-incriminating.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was just pretty shitty, but like the entire situation was terrible. The owner got called, the manager got called, the cops got called. The cops took about 2.5 hours to get there. Oh, yeah. Yep. The cops were pretty reasonable. They did like a very thorough,
they were asking about, so obviously we didn't get interviewed because none of our stuff was stolen. We were just kind of there for moral support.
Because you would think we were not a part of the situation.
Yeah, that's when we will get to that. But just wait. Because the story is not just as easy as we got robbed. So the cops are asking them questions and kind of just, you know, figuring out what they lost.
Yo, what's your dad's name? Stuff.
They were asking what our parents' names were. They were asking their education, where they went to school, and the degrees that they got. And it was just like, what kind of relevance does this have? It has nothing to do with anything of the situation. So,
it
was a little weird, but again,
they took the names, they started a police report, that we were in contact with the owners, and the owner came in, and I was upstairs, so I didn't hear this conversation, but the first interaction with the owner just sounded, I don't know, you were there, explain it. What was the first interaction with him?
He was, just by the way, I mean, you can't really judge a book by its cover, but mm-hmm. I definitely have read this book now, and the pages are closed, but he just seemed like a businessman through and through. You know, he only really cared about his hostel, his profits. He was dressed to the nines. He kind of was really speaking down to us. And I knew right from that beginning of that conversation that we weren't going to get the compensation and the treatment that we deserved for the situation that we were in.
Mm-hmm. Not even us.
Not even us. Them. I'd say we as in,
like
as
them.
In them, because they were the ones that had the trauma. And
we that were
stuff.
Trying but to fight for that.
Yeah, and we were just there out of support mm-hmm. and trying to be sounding boards and make sure that everything mm-hmm. was going smoothly. And yeah, he came across very, very scummy. He mm-hmm. was kind of just not really taking any blame for the situation or not taking any responsibility, even though it was his hostel. It's his responsibility to make sure the security of it is up to par.
Yeah.
It's his responsibility to make sure that guests' things are safe when they're away from the hostel.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the case.
No, and he wasn't really taking, he basically, at the end of the day, he wasn't going to take blame until the cops told him to take blame.
Correct.
And the cops weren't going to do that, obviously.
Not right then and there, anyways. I mean, there were security cameras,
yeah.
but there was only two cameras, and they were on the first floor and the second floor, and they were pointing down towards the stairs. And Travis and Kaylee's room was on the other side of the camera, so their room was not even remotely close to the cameras. Mm-hmm. It was just the stairs that were in the camera view. So, I mean, there was, we were, like we said, we were on a day trip in Sintra, so there was 8 hours of footage from those cameras that needed to be gone through.
We were at the flea market. Sintra was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
I know. It's a blur. Christ.
It's been a fucking hell of a 48-hour time. But anyways,
so yeah,
moral of the story, we were still gone for like 7 or 8 hours.
We were still gone for 7 or 8 hours, so they had a lot of footage to go through.
They had a lot of footage to go through, and the cops don't go through it right then and there.
Mm-mm.
They have to like sign release forms and get the footage, and then they have like 30 days to like figure it out. Yeah. And it's just like,
so they ended up leaving. They brought us bruschetta after the cops left, and then the owner comes in. And this is the conversation that took place.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Kyle are sitting in the room, preface. Kyle and I are sharing a room with two people who are from the States.
Yep.
Great roommates. We have a great time. They work from the hostel. They're super cool people.
Super nice.
We really liked our accommodation.
Oh, yeah.
So we're sitting in Kaylee and Travis's room. The owner comes in and he goes,
this is what I'm going to do.
This is what I'm going to do for you guys. Because, you know what? I want you to have a good vacation. I want you to, I don't want this
just
to be a reflection.
Smoke up and our asses.
Very, very adamant for us to understand that this has never happened in the 10 years that he's owned this hot blah, blah, blah. Anyways, he has this 2-bedroom, brand new, freshly renovated, furniture actually just arrived yesterday.
We're the first people to stay
here. The first people to stay here, apartment. Fresh towels, blah, blah, blahs. We'll get our free breakfast. No refund for them. They get this apartment. We all say thank you so much.
That's very kind of you.
Very kind of you. That's very appreciative because obviously they don't feel safe anymore. So Kyle and I are at that point like, okay, they're going to have this apartment. Mm-hmm. Kyle was already having pretty shitty sleeps because he's a tall motherfucker and these beds were too tiny for him. So we were like, if anything, we might stay there a couple nights, but we're not going to let them profit now. Not only because if Kaylee and Travis go to this apartment, now they get to rent a private room, which costs like $600.
Yeah, they get to rebook.
And then if we move, then we get to rebook our rooms. And our roommates were banking on the fact that we were going to be there for like the next 7 days.
Yeah.
So we're like, we'll just be sneaky about it. So we wake up, we go to bed, everyone has a shitty sleep, and then we leave the hostel that morning, and we go on a Sintra tour. Before we get onto our tour, we go downstairs, we're about to eat breakfast, and one of the ladies that works here goes, you're checking out today.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, no.
No.
Kaylee and Travis are checking out today. We have decided to stay at the hostel.
This is the bitchy girl.
And this is the bitchy girl. She goes, oh.
And she, like, got a weird look.
And she had this weird look, and
she
looks down on her phone, and she texts someone, which we were assuming at that point
had, like, right away.
Had to be the owner.
She didn't even wait for us to leave to pull out her phone and start texting.
Yeah.
She just pulled it out right away and didn't even see. She's like, oh.
And then
just texted
the manager or the owner of the hostel.
We're still here in front of you.
I know. So we go downstairs for breakfast, and sure enough, fucking Pedro is in the breakfast place.
Yep.
Fucking looking fresh as a daisy. Comes over and goes, how was your night, guys? Yeah, yeah, yeah. How you doing?
And we're totally
and we're
fine
like,
at
yeah,
this point.
We're being
hostile.
So
we're
nice.
Not,
like,
we're
just like, yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Thank you
sleep.
So much for yesterday. We had a good sleep. They ended up giving us a heater and our roommates towels,
mm-hmm.
like sucking up to them and
nobody
us.
Nobody else got towels unless you pay for them.
Yeah.
Nobody else got a heater.
So they were just trying to suck up hard. So the owner just double checks, how's your breakfast? Good. How was your night? Good. And then he goes, so fresh towels, fresh sheets at this apartment. And we go, actually, we've decided to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, your roommate is, and says our roommate's name.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah. And he's like, oh, okay, awesome. And I was like, yeah, we really like the hostel. We've decided to stay. Okay, good. Have a great tour.
So this guy knows everything about our reservation.
Knows everything.
He knows everything about our correspondence that we've had with the hostel. We know that he knows like
everything.
Pretty much everything about
And at this point... Kaylee and Travis have their stuff packed, but they're not going to be moving until after we get back from the tour. So we're eating breakfast. The tour guide pulls up. The manager of the hostel comes up to us and says the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
How was your night? Blah, blah, blah. Was it good? Are you guys moving? No, we've decided to stay. Same conversation. He goes, okay, I'm going to go talk to Ruben, who is our tour guide for the day.
Yeah.
Yago goes and talks to Ruben.
Yep.
Ruben now knows the entire situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we are walking out of the breakfast place to get onto this tour bus. And the first thing Ruben asks was, are you guys staying at the apartment? Nope, we are not.
So this is
Maybe the it's
9:45 a.m.
We've already been asked about.
We've already been asked four times if we're moving, and we've said no every single time.
To the owner.
To the owner, to the manager, to the employee, and to the bus driver.
And they've all said okay.
And they've all said okay. It's like,
we're like dumbfounded at this point.
They're trying to like trip us up at this point.
So yeah, so we go on to this tour. We're having, it started off pretty rough. We stop at the first place. We have a, it's beautiful. Like Cintra is fucking gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful.
It's like Narnia.
Yeah, literally.
The tour guide was amazing. Ruben was fucking.
Yeah, Ruben was great.
He had a great time with us. Mm-hmm. He literally made it a great experience.
Yeah.
And I think he did that because he's generally a good person and he enjoys his job.
Yeah.
We stop at the first place. We're there for 2 hours. Ruben picks us up. We're sitting there waiting for him. He pulls up. He gets out of the car. He comes directly to Kyle and I, and he goes, so are you two staying at the apartment? And I look at Kyle, and I'm like, what, man?
I'm like, no, Ruben, we're not staying at the apartment. We already told you this.
And he goes, okay, I have to call Yago.
I have to call Yago. So he calls the manager, and we're just like, wait.
What is happening?
Why? Like, why do you keep, they're just like, pressure, yeah. pressure. Like,
so I think that was the last time he asked us.
That was the last time we heard about it until we got back.
Until we got back.
Yeah. So then we decided, okay, I've been pushing off laundry for a couple of days, so I was like, fuck it, when we get back from Cintra, let's go to the laundromat and do a little laundry. So we're at the laundromat, and we get a text message from Travis and Keely because they were going to
get pizza.
We were doing laundry, they were going to get food, they were going to pack their bags, check out, and
move into this apartment that we're currently in.
So we got a text from Travis and Keely saying that they weren't going to get the apartment and that it was contingent on all four of us going to the apartment when we weren't in the situation. We weren't affected. We were just there for support. And now we're getting roped into this situation when we didn't even need to be.
Yeah.
We weren't even involved. We were just there for support.
So that's when it got extremely, like for me, obviously, I've been obviously extremely upset. Trying to be there for them and being supportive of the fact that they got robbed. It's super fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to help get medications replaced, calling the police, being there if the police asked for statements from us, but they didn't. When the owner came in and offered the room, he said that it's a two-bedroom apartment. Kyle and I said, thank you, that's very kind of you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he took that as, he took it as an assumption that
all four of us,
and that's on him. Considering,
but again, he's saying that there's too many beds now, we're taking up too many beds if we stay.
And let's just quickly rewind to breakfast, where we had a conversation with him saying, hey, we're staying, and he said, okay. Mm-hmm. And the kicker of it all, before we go to do laundry,
yeah,
we were on our way out of the fucking hostel,
and he was outside
smoking. He's out there smoking a dart. We walk up to him, and he goes, how was the tour? And we go, amazing. And this is before we got the text message from Travis about this contingency. And he goes, we are like, it's great. He's like, oh, my God, that's amazing. We're so glad you had a good time. And then he said,
have you talked to Yago
yet? Have you talked to the manager yet?
Like,
and at that point, we're like, no, we haven't. We're just going to go do laundry. We're staying with our roommates. We actually really like it here. And he said, that means a lot, or thank you, that means,
that brings me a lot of comfort.
Knowing that you guys are choosing to stay in your room.
Correct.
And we said, but Kaylee and Travis are going to the apartment. And he goes, okay, aka, I'm not going to be the bearer of bad news.
No.
I'm going to get my bitch manager to do it.
Yep.
And you don't know all the scheming I'm doing. So we walk off to laundry thinking, okay, it's fine.
Less
and
than
then
20 minutes after that
we
interaction
get that text
with
from
him,
Travis.
We get that text message from Travis, and it's just like, what the fuck? Like,
so I was just getting upset because now not only are you failing to provide accurate
information
reimbursement for the fact that their shit got stolen, and now you are lying through your fucking teeth,
mm-hmm.
and you're involving us. Now you're affecting my trip. Not only has my trip been affected because people that I care about had their shit stolen,
mm-hmm.
now you are directly sucking me in, mm-hmm. and in a way Kyle said, punishing us for our friend's shit getting stolen.
And punishing us for being
supportive.
Supportive and just being present in a situation that sucked.
It's so fucked up. We sat in that laundromat for 2 hours. I went off about the basis of customer service and mm-hmm. how you just don't do that shit. Like, regardless of where you are, at a hostel, at a hotel, like, and maybe like, and it's not even like that I was raised on customer service, because my parents are customer service brats and they raise customer service brats. It's literally human decency. Yeah. This guy was taking advantage of the fact that he was going to profit off the fact that they got their shit stolen, and he did profit. Yep. And we knew that we weren't going to get a reimbursement. We weren't going to get free nights. We weren't going to get the money or the laptops back. Mm-hmm. We had accepted that. My issue was now that you were threatening or giving us an ultimatum and putting us in a situation so you can profit tenfold.
Yep.
So I was extremely upset. Well, everyone was extremely upset.
I mean, at this point, we were literally just so done. We wanted to see the apartment before we made a decision.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk to our roommates. We wanted to kind of, because we did tell them that we were
staying,
and they were happy with that because they work remotely. They have to be clocked in for 8 hours during the day.
And we were gone the entire day, and they loved that.
They loved that they were able to just kind of have quiet time.
And yeah.
So we had some things to figure out. So we came in to see the apartment, and it was nice. It was very, very nice. The aesthetic of it was very, very nice. It's decently renovated.
But before we go to see the apartment, he goes, we got to mention the blow up.
Oh, yeah.
So we come back from laundry. I have this game plan. We see him outside smoking when we come back from laundry. We've had 2 hours to discuss how we're going to handle the situation.
And the game plan was going to be so civil.
And we knew, we walked up, we were super kind. We saw the owner, we're like, oh my God, like, I'm going to manipulate a manipulator. Like, fuck you, sir. I know how to play your game, and I'll play it. Hi, Pedro, this is exactly when it went. We heard about the apartment. We would just love to see it. He's like, yeah, 100%. No worries. Okay, great. We go upstairs to drop our shit. We text Kaylee and Travis to meet us downstairs.
So they can see the apartment.
So they can see the apartment too.
Mm-hmm.
She got hostile very fast.
Yes. Understandably. Because
the emotions are high.
In a situation like that.
So it got a little messy, and it basically, there was an argument that took place, and one thing that he said was, he started to get pretty hostile, and he basically said, and it's true,
mm-hmm.
he could have refunded us, all of our money, and put us on the street and said, go find somewhere else to stay.
Mm-hmm.
He's offering this apartment out of his goodwill, bullshit, and he doesn't have to do that. And he doesn't, and he's correct in that statement.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's the level of, again, human decency,
which
in
he has
customer
none.
Service.
And he has
he's
none.
Just using that human decency as a bargaining chip.
And it's fucked.
And it just sucks.
And so then in the argument, he says, that apartment you're moving into, I had to kick a girl out who's been living there so you guys could have... Wait. I thought
we were the only ones...
I thought it was newly renovated.
We were the first ones to stay here.
I thought furniture arrived a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So, like, his lies were just catching up with him, and we were at a point where, like, I was going to approach it in a way that we have this podcast. I have a pretty decent following on social media, around mm-hmm. 30K. I was going to kindly and calmly tell him to go fuck himself
mm-hmm.
and basically say something along the lines of, hi, Pedro. Have you ever heard of cancel culture?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the power of social media? Have you heard of the fact that multi-billion-dollar companies that have been around for hundreds of years get canceled faster than your tiny little fucking hostel in Lisbon that's been around for 10? Mm-hmm. Like, I was just going to kindly remind him
mm-hmm.
that social media has the power to ruin you.
Unpredictable beast.
But given that argument, I saw his colors, I saw his angle, and it wasn't worth my breath, it wasn't worth my time.
And it wasn't going to change.
And it wasn't going to change anything.
The ultimatum and the choices that he gave us were either take it or leave it.
And I knew that if I brought anything else up, he was going to take those choices away.
Yep.
And we were going to have to find somewhere else to stay, and I didn't want to have to deal with that.
No, exactly.
So we all ended up just saying, fuck it, we'll take the apartment.
So we go back to our room,
pack up our shit.
And we find out that our roommates are now getting roped into this thing.
Yeah.
Because
while we were gone,
the manager came up to their room and said, oh, I'd love to take you guys out for dinner, take you guys out for a night on the town, take you out for some drinks.
Yeah.
And kind of like schmoozing them and all this stuff like that, when that was never the case.
Nope.
With anybody else.
Nope.
They stayed there, 8 or 9 days before we got there, and nobody had ever said anything to them before that about
anything.
About anything in relation to taking them out and showing them the town and stuff like that. And it's just very ironic that these things are happening while this situation is going on.
And
because they're not naive to the fact that we are probably going to be discussing what's going on with our roommates. Because we're just... We tell them we're here for 8 days and we pack up after three.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck's going on? So, I mean, it just... It really fucking sucks when you have such manipulative people in the situation. You know, making it worse than it has to be.
And then it was like... So we get to the apartment. It's like 10:30, 11 at night. And our roommate from the hostel, one of the guys from the States, texts me and he goes... Hey, a lady just came in to change your sheets, LOL. And we asked if we were getting a new roommate, and they said maybe.
Yeah, like, they were asleep. Like, the light was off. They worked, so they were, like, ready to go to bed.
And this chick comes in and starts changing the sheets.
Changing the sheets in the middle of the night.
And then on top of that, we're kind of laughing about the fact that we're in this apartment.
It's just a laughable moment.
It's just a laughable moment. And then to add the fucking main... kicker of events, the fridge is broken and the stove doesn't work.
Some of the sheets have like weird stains on them. Your towel is almost ripped in half.
Yeah.
Like it's just like we're just at this point it's just like let's get the fuck through Lisbon and just kind of figure out what we're going to do from here and hopefully don't run into any of these issues
ever again
in the past
and like I'm not like naive to the fact that traveling can pose issues, and I know that this is exactly what traveling is about. You get thrown curveballs left and right and you have to dodge them, but usually you have the assumption that the place that you're staying will offer some kind of support without being so fucking manipulative and trying to profit.
Yep. And that's like, the thing, he was using that as a bargaining chip, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, it's a two-bedroom apartment, like, you guys, like
no, it was so wild. You're supposed to be doing everything you can
to kind of make up with that situation because they lost thousands of dollars worth of equipment, worth of electronics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're very, very lucky that their money and their passports didn't get stolen because that would have been...
They were in the same bag that the laptop got taken out of.
It was like a stroke of luck almost. I mean, I know it's fucked up to say in a sense. Middle of a
fucking tornado.
But it was like, it was just... So our time in Lisbon has been very short and it has been very hectic so far. And we are hoping that this new... Airbnb,
but like, and that sucks because like
better, I guess,
we're but. So we've spent one night here where it's like 10-11 in the morning here now, and obviously this guy owns this apartment, so we're still under his thumb, and that's what makes me nervous, is because I wouldn't put it past them to send a cleaning lady in here today.
Yeah,
and I'm really hoping that they know better than to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not be surprised if we get back from our adventure today and our shit
is moved
and our bed is cleaned, and like they put free breakfast coupons under our door this morning. Like that's gonna do jack shit considering when we were leaving, all of your staff were ignoring us because they had a staff meeting before telling us to get the fuck out, basically. And probably explain the situation. All the staff were being super hostile, not really talking to us.
It's ironic that the staff in the hostel was being very hostile.
Yeah. It's just absolute fucking...
It's a shit show.
We got fucked.
It's a shit show.
We love fucking tourists. Fucked us hard.
Yep. I mean, it sucked because, I mean, situations can happen regardless of all the due diligence that you do. You know, you look at the Google reviews, you look at the Hostel World reviews, you... look at the price, the pictures, you do everything you can to make sure that...
As much research as you can.
Everything that you're doing in your stay is going to be fine and comfortable and safe, and it doesn't even matter because anything can fucking happen.
And we weren't blaming. And no one was blaming, like...
No, we weren't blaming anybody, but at the same time, the hostel's responsibility is to ensure
that
the safety of your guests and the safety of your stuff while you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
That is the very bare minimum that a hostel is supposed to provide.
Mm-hmm.
All the amenities about going to excursions and having dinners, extra towels and drinks and water is like,
I just don't want my shit to be stolen.
I just, at the bare minimum, I don't want to fucking be fearful of my life, and I don't want to be fearful for my things because I'm traveling.
Yeah.
You know, like...
That fear is already in the back of everyone's head at all times, especially when traveling.
Exactly.
Because it's unknown, and they didn't do a good job, and I didn't even give them the opportunity to talk about the situation and how I was going to approach it. Mm-hmm. So our roommates at the hostel, the two from the States, are going to be writing a terrible review. I will be, Kyle will be, Kaylee will be, Travis will be, I'm sure one of our parents will be at that point. But like, it's just, I'm going to report their Instagram account. I'm going to do everything in my fucking power to ruin them socially, because I know for a fact that they use their social media and that's not okay. I will comment on their pictures. I will do shit, not for long, because, you know, I don't want to waste my time and energy on this, but maybe on the train ride to Spain if I'm bored.
Caitlin gets very petty moods sometimes, so, I mean...
It's been a time.
It's been a time. I mean, it really has. I mean, we have a story and a half now.
And I want to say that we are on the end.
We're on the other side of it.
But I don't feel confident saying that as we are sitting in an apartment owned by him.
Yeah. I mean, until we get to Spain is when the situation is actually really going to be behind us. Because...
Yeah.
That's when we're not, like you said, under his thumb and in his apartment and doing all this stuff. And at the same time, I mean...
Taking advantage of the fact that we didn't and couldn't spend more money.
No, like we... And that was an option that we could have gotten. We could have just... We got refunded for the remaining days we had.
And gone somewhere
But after else. All the fees that we would have had to pay for the excursions that we did, it would have been like 100 euros that we would have gotten back for 5 days.
Which gets you nothing.
We would have had to pay out of our ass for cleaning fees, Airbnb fees, and all these things again to book something else.
So he offered us this apartment with a full kitchen and newly renovated that no one stayed in.
Everything works and no one stayed in, but you kicked a girl out and nothing fucking works. So, I mean, riddle me that, fucking Pedro.
Fucking Pedro.
So, I mean...
We're here.
Don't stay at We Love Fucking Tourists.
They have... They're a chain.
They are a chain, yes.
They are a chain. So, I would... approach anything, and I know people are gonna hear the name and be like, yo, Kate, you heard the name We Love Fucking Tourists and you decided to stay there.
It looked fun.
It looked so fun. They
the
have
first
activities.
Couple days were good.
Yeah, so you know what, fuck it.
It's just fucked.
No more hostels with the name Fucking Tourists.
But Lisbon is beautiful.
Lisbon's gorgeous.
I love Lisbon.
Sintra's insane.
Our asses are getting fat as fuck because of the hills.
Watch
the
me on Instagram. You're going to be like, did she get a BBL?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
No, she went to Lisbon.
But yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful city. The architecture here is just absolutely incredible. There's so many people from so many different cultures here and from so many different places all over the world. So it's kind of like a little hub, you know.
It has some definite, definite pros.
Yeah. Huge pros. I mean, I love the city.
We just experienced some heavy, heavy...
Heavy cons. But it has nothing to do with the city. It has nothing to do with the country. It just has to do with... There are shitty businessmen in every corner of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're just...
Or good businessmen, depending on how you look at the situation.
I guess, yes. I mean, you can be a good businessman...
And still be a decent human.
Being a decent human. I mean, I know...
Your dad.
My dad, yeah. A lot of people...
great businessmen,
great
human.
Businessmen and great humans, and you don't have to be a dick to make a profit. That's just not a reality. And you can also help people in situations and still make a profit, you know? Like, at the end of the day, if he were to really do, quote-unquote, what we wanted him to do or what he should have done to provide... adequate customer service to us,
he still would have been profiting.
And even if he wasn't, he would have been losing pennies because the turnover in that air in that
hostel is insane.
I mean, people are staying there for like 2-3 days, so I mean, and it's packed and it's off season, like it's packed. You can't even buy a room. Obviously they're changing the sheets at 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
So people are coming in and renting the rooms. Like, it's not like it's a slow season. Like, he would have made whatever he would have lost on actually helping us back in such a short amount of time. It would have been nothing to him. And then he wouldn't have had to risk his Google review. He wouldn't have had to risk any of this shit. But again,
you made your bed, lie in it, Pedro.
People's egos go farther than that sometimes. So
I hope you hear this one day.
Maybe we'll put like a QR code on like a piece of paper and just like
stick it on the door.
Stick it on the door.
We should go upstairs and put it under all of everyone's door in the hostel.
Yeah.
Listen now to hear our experience.
Put it right on top of the bottom bunk and on the ceiling so that everybody looks up and they're like, oh, what's that QR code?
That's fucking hilarious.
And then they'll just listen to it before they go to bed. Yeah. But anyways.
Thanks for listening to our rant.
Thanks for listening to our rant, yes.
It's been an adventure.
We will definitely be doing another episode on Lisbon and the good things in Lisbon for
sure. Yes, of course.
We just definitely needed a little rant session. This one's just,
we got robbed.
And definitely needed.
Metaphorically, and they got robbed physically.
Yes. And we just wanted to, you know, get it off our chest while it was fresh so that we didn't
mix up
any of the details, because it was
a whirlwind.
A situation where you thought the dominoes had ended.
And they kept on falling.
There were a couple more that were still there, so.
And they might still fall, so we'll update you.
We will definitely keep you guys updated. Anyways, thanks again for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.